This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 25th pick to the San Francisco 49ers. With the 25th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Ayuk.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Larry is already tweeting. Our buddy Larry Kruger, who spent an hour with us earlier today, is now...
Stop flopping me.
No, he's insinuating that the New England Patriots could acquire Brandon Ayuk.
That was a report from Tom Curran from yesterday that the Patriots are reportedly interested.
Reportedly, but Larry is providing the perspective of what he would like in return.
Oh, I didn't see that part of it.
The Patriots do have the draft capital, picks number 34, 68, 103, and 137 to land Brandon Ayuk, but I'd want Jabril Peppers or one of their young DBs in that deal as well if I am the 49ers.
Okay. There you go.
All right. By the way, the Bears have not been placed on the clock as of yet. So the draft is, air quotes, underway. And then I also want to acknowledge a super chat on YouTube, 300 IQ Gaming for $19.99. First of all, whenever that happens, even though this particular super chat is in disagreement with my point, although not really, because, and I'll explain. But first and foremost, when you do that, just thank you. Like, that means so much to us that you want to get that involved in the show and you're here on YouTube. That's awesome. Now let's get to what he writes. Willard, you make no sense. He continues, when you say that the Eagles have no defense and then say they can pay two receivers, that's not a good thing. Next year, we could lose a lot of great players just to keep one. He's not worth 6 to 7 good players. Allow me to respond. I did not say it was a good thing. In fact, I was acknowledging that the Eagles likely are having something fall off because they're paying two receivers. I am actually not suggesting, and Dibs will back me on this, nor have I ever suggested that the Niners should pay two receivers long term. I have said they should do it this year and this year alone.
And this year they actually wouldn't be paying two receivers.
Correct.
Giant money, because Ayuk's number would go from 14 on the cap hit down to about 10, I believe.
Exactly. This is an extension that won't kick in until the year after. So I'm not suggesting that they do what the Eagles are doing. I'm suggesting that they wait until next offseason to figure it out. So that's number one. My point about saying that you can do it is simply to say you can do it. You're allowed to. People have been saying all week, you can't pay two receivers. Well, you can. There's a way to do it. I wouldn't necessarily do it, but the Eagles are, and they're not dummies. Pretty good football team. So that's one. Number two, the idea of losing 6 to 7 players to pay Brandon, That's an overstatement in my mind.
Yep.
We're not talking about losing 6 to 7 players. You're probably talking about losing one to two.
Yep. I was going to say 2 to 3, depending on who they are, but it really will come down to Debo, Christian, and George. Those will be the choices, I think, that are the toughest. And, you know, Trent is coming up to the end of his run, so he'll probably be able to play it out as such. The other one to keep an eye on would be Mooney Ward. And Larry Kruger joined us a couple hours ago, and he mentioned that if he were the Niners, he'd be looking at getting a very good corner, maybe with the first pick that you have tonight, as an eventual replacement for Charvarius Mooney Ward, because he's getting to be expensive, and you don't want to end up having to pay too much to your two corners.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Mooney Ward and his contract aside, I think DB is an area of, I don't want to call it need. I like their DBs, but I would love more depth. I'd love more depth. I'd love more dynamic play from that spot. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I really like Lenore, and everybody loves Mooney Ward, but boy, you're an injury away from that being a really, really touchy spot.
Yeah.
And add in what you just said, which is that could get to be a really expensive room soon, and you'd rather not do that. And there's some really interesting corners that are going to go in this first round tonight.
And also, teams play more nickel coverage than ever before. So your base defense, a lot of times, is with 5 DBs, which means you need a third corner on the field anyway. You need somebody to play in the slot. And since K'Wan Williams left, you've kind of been juggling players as the nickel corner, the guy who comes in and plays in the slot. And so that is going to be a need, whether or not you talk about future contracts or not.
I will give the NFL credit, man. We're sitting here watching the show that is getting started and the way they're trying to put the Bears on the clock. And instead of Roger Goodell coming out and just going, the Bears are on the clock, instead, he brought out Eminem. And then Eminem brought out the biggest names on the Lions, Jared Goff, Aiden Hutchinson, and now here come the greats, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, walking out onto the stage, and the Detroit crowd, let's see, appears to be appreciative of what's happening in front of them
now. I could not have seen that coming, Mark. I'm absolutely shocked that they're applauding these legends. And, man, give it to Jared Goff. You talk about a rehabilitation sensation of a career. He goes from Super Bowl loser in LA to scapegoat to cast off to being a key part of turning Detroit around. Good for him, the kid from Marin Catholic.
But is that Amon-Ra, by the way? That's Amon-Ra St. Brown who's doing the chant, right? They're doing a Jared Goff chant. I haven't seen
one quick note about Amon-Ra.
I just want to say real quick, I haven't seen all these guys this excited since halftime.
Oh man.
Sorry, guys.
One quick note about Amon-Ra that I learned from Adam Schefter yesterday. He took the SAT test in high school in 3 languages.
Who did Schefter?
Schefter said that Amon-Ra took
Amon-Ra.
It in French, German, and English. 3 SATs in 1 year.
But how'd he do?
Probably pretty damn well. Wow, you don't take it in German and get a 710.
People don't even take the SAT anymore.
Not anymore?
They do.
Yeah.
But it's not.
My son got screwed because he was in the COVID year, and he would have dominated that thing, and he probably would have gotten into UCSB is no slouch.
No,
he would have gotten into Cal.
But a lot of the universities are not, it's not prioritized in the same way.
They're starting
way
to bring it back.
Yeah, you can take it, and it can help. But it's not the, put it this way.
It was the linchpin when we were kids.
It's not the thing that it was when, like I took it the first time and my parents were like, nope, we're going to do that again. You're going to take a class all summer long and then you're going to do it again. And then my score was like, okay, that's much better.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It still wasn't perfect. But anyway, that was a big deal back then.
Yep.
Now, most kids are just like, don't need it. Unless there's specific places you want to go. But anyway, the draft is happening. So
is it happening?
Well, no.
Looks right now like a Detroit Lions rally, like a pep rally.
Great. Have fun. Look, the NFL has found something with this NFL draft, obviously. It has hit a nerve. It's always been popular, but the party that they have turned it into, especially you mentioned COVID. Remember where the draft was? like 4 years ago.
It was in
like Belichick's kitchen,
in the backyard.
That was Kingsbury.
Oh, that's right. No, it was
McVay.
It was Arians.
Was it McVay or
Arians was in a lounge chair with his sunglasses on.
He might have been. Belichick was in his kitchen with a dog.
Yeah,
and then I can't remember if it was Kingsbury or McVay or both. And they were, you know, like everyone loved their house.
Yeah.
Like they were sitting there in flip-flops
right,
that living room. It's just like, damn. And we're like, yeah, they make a lot of money. They got good contracts,
yep.
These jobs.
You nailed it, by the way. You said about 5:10 this would start. The Bears officially are OTC. They are on the clock,
On the clock. And let me be the 1,000th person to say today, hey, Bears, if you take the whole 10 minutes, you suck. You have been sitting here waiting to do this for months.
Since he traded Justin Fields,
just
right?
Just go make the pick, for crying out loud. 1 year, I want to see the draft open, and like literally the GM of the team runs up to Goodell 2 seconds into being put on the clock. Here's the pick.
Do they still hand cards in this electronic era in which we live?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. I think they sent a text.
Yeah.
I actually have no idea what the process is.
And the Bears have 8.5 minutes left.
This is already annoying.
This reminds me of that caller we had yesterday who was building up to his great point, and he's building up, and he was building up, and he kept building. And it's like, dude, just deliver your bit, okay?
Just like, come on, man.
You got to go, buddy.
I mean, look, there's Caleb Williams laughing with a phone in his hand. I wonder.
Doesn't look nervous.
I wonder what's about to happen. This is super dramatic. Anyway.
It's weird that he has a bear head on, too. Kind of spoiling the bit a little bit.
He does not look upset, and he would. He would.
And his pocket square is a snowflake. I don't quite get that.
Yeah, well, he's
different. Is he getting ready for Chicago in the winter?
He does some different things.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Will that dome that they proposed yesterday, will it be built before Caleb plays for a different team?
Boy, that's a great question.
How about that one?
That is great.
Will Caleb play?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
That's a great question.
That's why I asked.
Will he play home games in the dome?
Will he play in the dome?
As a home quarterback.
Will it be called the Caleb Dome by the time it gets built?
Because it's, 5 years is what it's going to take? So he would need to be a hit with a second contract.
It's still going to be approved, right? I think it's just a proposal at this point.
I guess.
You know, if that was in California, it would be ready.
Forget
by,
about it.
It'd be ready by 2090.
Howard Terminal, hello.
All right. We'll keep taking your calls. If Debo and or Ayuk are not Niners by the end of the night, how would this make you feel? K-Dog and Corda Madera. Hello, K-Dog. What are you doing?
I am driving around.
Yeah.
Doing my job. And, I would love to talk about Debo and Ayuk. I love Debo. Debo's got a great attitude. He brings a good energy to the team. I am a little concerned that he's kind of beat up and may not have his best years ahead of him. I do love Ayuk. I think the most important thing for the 49ers to focus on 100% is to get offensive line protection and or offensive line coaching. I don't know who the coach is there, but I do know that there's been way too many guys who have just blown through that line ever since Shanahan's been there. And if we give Brock Purdy time, he will shred. He will shred defenses. That's all I got to say. Let's get some offensive line help. Coaching and players.
Well, I think players is definitely what I would focus on. You got to have players, and I'm with you that the Niners need to walk out of here with at least a lineman or two by the end of the weekend, and I think they will.
Yeah.
Someone asked me earlier, and was it you? Someone asked me today, like, what's more important for Brock Purdy going forward, a great receiving core or a great offensive line? How would you answer that?
A great offensive line.
I agree completely. Yeah. That's not to diminish because, well, I mean, hell, we've sat here and talked about the importance of the receivers. But to me, O-line is what makes the whole thing go.
A great offensive line can make a mediocre receiver better. A great receiver can be made mediocre by a bad offensive line. You can go ahead and tweet that, Lucas, because that right there
was
mid-draft genius.
Well, I paused because I was like, I'm going to let that breathe for a second.
And I kind of jumped in on my own out there,
but I
think we had a clean edit on that.
I want everybody to let that seep in for a second.
I firmly believe it.
Like, what if James Earl Jones said something like that?
If my voice was a little bit deeper, it'd be much more profound. Well, we always say that about a good pass rush makes a mediocre secondary better.
And it did with the Niners. Right.
And it's the same thing about a bad pass rush. It makes a good secondary mediocre when you have to cover for 6 seconds.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. No, the offensive line, like a bullpen in baseball, you get to the end of a game and you'll have all these players and you're like, why didn't that go well? Like, I can't even figure out why did it not look better? And you're like, yeah, because the guy that you've never heard of who pitched for three batters in the seventh inning was ineffective. And so you get to the end of the year and you're like, we got all these great players. Why did we go 81-81? Same thing happens in the NFL.
Yeah.
I got a running back. I got receivers. I got a QB. I got a tight end. We got linebackers. We're going to be great. Yeah, you're going to stink if your offensive line's not blocking people. And the Niners were okay at it. Maybe even okay plus.
Yeah.
I'll give them okay plus. They were not bad, but you'd love to see them be a little bit more elite.
The Bears have 4 minutes. Do you think they're still undecided, Mark?
No, the pick is in. I'm still annoyed that it took two-thirds of the minutes, but at least they didn't wait till the end, so appreciate that.
Maybe they just finally made their decision. I did see Caleb Williams take a phone call about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it
was
the Bears.
Might have been DoorDash driver.
Could have been.
Yeah, something's on the way. But anyway, we'll have it for you shortly. Bears fans right now who have made the trip to Detroit appear to believe that Caleb Williams is going to be the pick. One more time, our producer Lucas, he would take Caleb Williams if he were the 49ers right now. He believes in Caleb more than Brock Purdy. Even though Brock Purdy has already proven that he is a Pro Bowl-level quarterback in the NFL. See, yeah. That's the kind of stuff that I don't get.
And I thought about this before the show, and had Andrew Luck been the player likely to go number one, I think then you take a look at that and you think, you know what? We love Brock. He's been to a Super Bowl and an NFC championship.
I don't know.
Andrew Luck, it looked to me at the time, and forget the fact that he gave up on the game, at the time of the draft, he looked like he was a turnkey, possible best quarterback in history kind of guy.
And he was very good, but I don't think you can turn your back on the part about him giving up the game.
Well, like, you didn't know that would be the way that went after he got drafted. Well, nobody saw that coming.
But that's those are the sentences I'm talking about.
Nobody saw that
nobody
coming.
Nobody saw that coming. All right, here's the pick.
24 NFL draft. The Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
Quarterback Southern California. It's USC, Roger. What are you doing? Grandy, play the thingamabob. I know you had to go to the podium, but yeah. I want the thingy.
Oh, yeah.
And play that from now on when the pick is in. Just hit that, and that lets us know.
Yeah, just interrupt us.
Right.
And I'm sure you're listening to it in queue to talk radio. That means he can hear it without it going on the air. As soon as you know that the chime is happening, just pot it up. Play it for the people, and we'll shut up.
All right, and now here's the next big dramatic moment. Will Caleb Williams and Roger Goodell hug? Because Roger just had back surgery, and Caleb, though not a lineman, large man.
But he's walking fast, too. He might light Roger up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, God, watch it. Be careful.
Oh, my back.
Oh, wow.
My neck and my back.
Yeah.
Spinal.
He dapped him up.
Yeah, he did.
He dapped him up and hugged him. He's fired up. The way they've set up this draft, by the way, do you remember when the weekend was the Super Bowl?
Ladies and gentlemen.
The weekend, yes. Not till tomorrow. But do you remember when he was the Super Bowl halftime?
I loved it.
And remember all the little hallways and lights and things?
Totally.
They set one of those deals up at the draft. These players are walking through a hallway that takes them literally a minute and a half to get through. This thing's super long.
Yeah. Well, the green room is up, and there he is on the phone. He hangs up. He did not send the Bears to voicemail. He's smiling ear to ear.
He's super fired up. Oh, he's crying. He's crying. I'm kidding, Lucas. I'm kidding. He's fine.
He's going to pull through?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I just think it's funny that he's like this excited. It's as if he didn't know. Was he the last to know? Oh, and the Bears war room is giving themselves a standing ovation. Hey, guys, great job at sucking every year and getting all of the top 10 picks. Way to go, Bears. Good job.
Guys, you know what? We're going to end this run of 44 years of bad quarterbacks. And, you know, Caleb Williams is crying because he just earned $38.54 million, which is the slotted amount as the number one overall pick. So I'd be crying, too.
In the age of NIL, I think it's a pay cut. Honestly.
I don't know if he got quite that much at Southern California.
All right. You are now a Bears quarterback. Oof.
Thoughts and prayers? Oh.
I mean, yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. But anyway, 888-957-9570. We are underway. And what could be a dramatic night for the 49ers, just to recap everything that has sort of been put out there. Today's news, if you're just getting in your car after a long day of work, there have been two tweets sent out by reporters we know and trust who have kind of gotten our attention. Mike Silver being one of them, who was the first to say, hey, the Niners are making and taking calls, and it's not just Brandon Ayuk, it's also Deebo Samuel. Though Mike stated the Niners would need to be blown away. Diana Russini follows about an hour later, saying that the 49ers are making calls in an effort to move up. And the wording of it was interesting to me, because it wasn't just like the 49ers are making calls because they don't want to pay two guys. It was, no, the Niners want to move up, as if like there is someone out there who they're really interested in, and she too backed Mike's reporting in saying that on the table for discussion are both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. It's really, I don't think either one of them is going to go anywhere tonight. But if Deebo did, there's sort of a secondary conversation that we haven't had yet, which is, what about this statement and why did it come out public where Deebo has said, the Niners promised me that I'm not going anywhere. And so add in, not just are you going to make a move, but if you made a move to Deebo, is that going to resonate as if you just did one of your homegrown favorites dirty?
That might have a ripple effect across the league.
Well, and you know, you'd hate for Deebo to leave. You'd hate even more for him to leave angry. You'd hate for that relationship to sour. You know, big business. That's the deal. But anyway, a lot going on, and from what we've been coached up to do, you got to kind of hold your breath with every pick.
You do, and I think you start holding your breath when you get down to about five, because I know that the Los Angeles Chargers have been live in the trade game. I think when you get through 1, 2, 3, there's a chance that Arizona might move off, but the late talk has been Marvin Harrison Jr. So you go 3 QBs, Marvin Harrison Jr., then you get to 5, and that's where you might start to see some hijinks and shenanigans as far as trades go. I do think the Chargers might be interested in trading back. I don't know if they'd want to
possibly
get Brandon Ayuk all the way up there, but I think that's the first spot where you might see some actual movement.
I actually disagree. I think 4 is where you really could see something boogie. I know a lot of people, and I agree, if I had to bet, I'd say Marvin Harrison Jr., to the Cardinals, but many a mock draft have stated that that is where the Minnesota Vikings are targeting J.J. McCarthy or doing something at the quarterback position. So those talks may have happened at some point. I'm with you. I think it's probably the Cardinals with a stick and pick, and they do love Marvin Harrison Jr., but keep an eye on the Vikings. Vikings and Broncos are two of the teams kind of laying in the weeds,
right?
You know, in the top 15 that may want to pounce and get a quarterback. All right, seeing that maybe the pick is in for the Washington Commanders at number 2. So let us know when Raj heads to the podium.
Just chime it up when you hear it. He's listening to it live. Yeah. So the first note of the chime, just go ahead and bring it up, and we'll lay out. And this has got to be
hello.
The former player of Herm Edwards at Arizona State, Jaden Daniels. You expect him to go number 2?
And don't forget that Herm was FaceTiming with Jaden when he called us earlier this week and hung up on Jaden.
He gave Jaden the Reggie Bush just got it back treatment.
Well,
that's called the Heisman, Mark.
I think he did that because he's like, dude, don't worry. You're going to the Washington Commanders at 2. Everything's fine.
He said, Jaden, you're going to Washington. I'm going to the Bay Area right now.
Exactly.
Bigger
right.
market, bigger deal. So he had to make that move.
All right, so
the pick is in, and the Patriots are already on the clock.
Yeah.
You got to love that.
They are?
Well, they are, because once the pick is in, the next team's clock.
Oh, good point.
Clock. Yeah. The next team's clock actually begins.
All right, here comes Roger Goodell to the podium. Washington Commanders.
With the 22nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
There it is. There it is.
LSU.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels, sunglasses on.
Yes.
And about to head down. He's going to need him to head down that tunnel. That's for sure. But so far, a chalk start to the NFL draft.
My mock draft is still perfect, Mark. 2 for 2, scoreboard, people.
That's like when you have your March Madness bracket filled out and the number one team in the country dispatches of a play-in tournament team. You're like, I'm 1 for 1.
Perfect, yeah. Yep. How many perfect brackets are still there? Mine's perfect, 2 for 2.
Along with everybody else. All right, so there go the quarterbacks. And now,
one
of course,
more quarterback to come,
well,
I think.
This is it does get mildly interesting. I think with each one, we felt like beyond confident with number one. We felt very, very confident with number two. Pretty confident with number three, although there has been discussion today from the New England Patriots with regard, according to reports, the New England Patriots have been taking calls with regard to moving back a little bit. Expected chalk play would be Drake May.
Right.
Right here at number three, but we'll see. And in fact, we'll have that here coming up in just a few. Draft day, as we've been telling you, we got you covered, not just now, but on into the evening. Grandy, Giddings, and Sterling will be along at 6 to take you the rest of the way. Draft night tonight at 6 o'clock, right here on 95.7 The Game. But more coming up with Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we're all up in this thing.
Yeah, we are.
Yep. All right, there's the Patriots with pick number three.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
It's so weird.
I like the pick.
I don't.
I like the player.
Do you know what I hope for? I mean, I understand this, but in the end, it's forced bad business. And that is...
Three quarterbacks in a row? What could go wrong? Is that what you mean?
Here's what I'll do right now. And there's no consequences for this, so it ends up just being radio blather. But Okay. Let's be real. I will bet my entire life savings that not all three of those players work out.
Man.
I haven't saved that much. But anyway...
You quietly have a nice little nest egg.
There's no way that all three of them are going to work out. And the reason I know that is because I've been alive for a few years.
Has it ever?
No, it never, ever, ever does. It never does. Even sometimes when it looks like it did. Remember when Carson Wentz and Jared Goff were the top two picks? And everyone's like, oh my God, one's going to the Super Bowl. The other one's the MVP. This is incredible.
Right.
Like Carson Wentz out the league. Jared Goff traded away. Like
Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, 1, 2, and 4.
There you go. It's not going to all work
out. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, 1-2-3.
It's forced bad business, and I get it. You have to have your QB, but what happens is if you have the letters Q and B next to your name, you get elevated past players who are so much better than you. Again, I'll do this after every pick. I don't know who's going to be great and who's not, but you tell me who's a better football prospect, Drake May or Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Right.
Oh, my God.
You could name 15 or 20 people.
It's not even close.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold went 1-3. Josh Allen went 7. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the first three quarterbacks, no matter where they're picked, usually all three don't work out. And when they go 1, 2, and 3, you can pick two of these three and say you're probably not going to work out. And that's just the math of it.
Totally. Totally. Pick is in on the Cardinals. Okay, so first and foremost, that means they did not trade the pick to the Minnesota Vikings, correct?
Not yet. I think that if they did trade it, then that would be announced by Goodell as he walked up.
But would they actually phrase it as the pick is in?
Yes, they would. I believe, yeah.
Oh.
They would say, yeah. Arizona has traded the pick to blah, 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 and that they have made.
I see.
And well, they wouldn't change the graphic yet because they want the suspense of the commish being up there.
Like, I'll admit that I don't even, if you make a trade, does the acquiring team get a new clock?
No.
No.
I don't believe so. No.
No?
No. No. The trade is made, and they make the pick, and the pick is in accordingly. So
all right.
We'll find out if a trade is made. If no trade was made, it's got to be Marvin Harrison Jr., which would make me 4-for-4.
No,
and you never talk about a perfect game as it's going on, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mock was released just moments ago.
And then do you have the Chargers at 5 getting that offensive tackle?
I have the Chargers actually trading with the 49ers.
Oh, God.
Sorry about that. But
don't do that.
Goodell in the tunnel.
Goodell's back looks great,
he's
by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, he just did a little spin move there coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. All right, Goodell to the podium. Cardinals selecting 4th.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
I like the pick.
Yeah.
I like the player.
So do I. I like the pick, and I like the player as well. Marvin Harrison Jr., I would argue, if you were to poll America, all NFL fans, and you said, pick one player in this draft who you are most confident is going to be really good at the next level, who would it be? That would be my pick. I am more confident in him working out than Caleb Williams, in fact. Agreed.
More confident in him than all three of those guys that have been taken.
I'm more confident in Marvin Harrison Jr. than any other player in this draft, which means nothing. But for my money, and again, that's why he is, in my opinion, the first non-quarterback off the board. That's often an indicator of who's, like, actually the overall best prospect, just like when Nick Bosa went number 2 after Kyler Murray. That first non-quarterback, I think, sometimes is the player that's giving people the most confidence that they're going to be really good at the next level, and this is that guy.
Yeah, and they already have a quarterback in Kyler Murray, and his dead cap number is astronomical, so they're riding with Kyler Murray at least for one more year. It might be two more, honestly, before they can wriggle out of that. So if Arizona doesn't get better this upcoming year, then you might talk about a QB change then. But one thing I do know, somewhere, somehow, Charvarius Mooney-Ward is watching this, and he just got a little bit of a tummy ache.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I mean, he's a great corner.
Oh, he's not getting a tummy ache. He's going to take that guy behind the woodshed this year. Twice.
Okay.
He's a rook. Mooney-Ward takes DK Metcalf out the game.
Well, that guy is a mental midget.
Out the game.
This guy is 3 snaps away from Kent. You better recognize, Mark, this guy's the real deal. Offensive Rookie of the Year odds right now.
I love it.
If you can bet on Offensive Rookie of the Year, he's getting my money immediately.
Really? You think?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
With Kyler Murray?
I like Calamari.
You do?
Crispy, deep fried, yeah.
Why would you like
Kyler
Murray?
He's going to be a guy who gets a ton of targets this year for a team that's going to have to pass the ball.
They have rebooted their entire offensive skill position set, right, when they moved on from Hopkins, and they've needed a reboot there. Hollywood Brown is nice, but not for my money a true like performing number one receiver. And so now they bring in Marvin Harrison Jr. But you know my rule. Again, are there exceptions to every rule? There certainly are. But wide receivers rarely walk in week one and look the full WR1 part. And I'm very bullish on his future, but to me, he's no different, especially in that offense, which is kind of a mess right now. It's not a good football team. Being a wide receiver on a bad football team can be a little bit of a tough spot. And so I think there'll be some growing pains, but I think eventually that's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, I like the player. I like the pick. And now we can let the draft officially begin.
Now it begins.
Because your guy, and I say your guy.
Oh, Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, not knowing if you like Jimmy or not. But
I love Jim Harbaugh.
All of a sudden now, Captain Comeback, who came out of Michigan and is now squarely in the spotlight for the Los Angeles Chargers. It's his moment. Do the Chargers stick and pick? Do the Chargers move out like many mocks have prophesized that Minnesota wants to come on up and get that next quarterback in the draft? Is it McCarthy? Wouldn't it be ironic if Harbaugh's former player got picked in the spot that he vacates to a team that came on up?
It's possible. 4 minutes to go on the clock for the Chargers. You're listening to Willard and Dibs, and we're right in the middle of the NFL draft, bringing you all the reaction. Nothing has happened with the 49ers yet, if you're just joining us. However, there were some tweets earlier today about the Niners taking and making calls about both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, all on the table, though nothing expected this early, as we are now at the fifth pick. I have seen a lot of mocks about the Notre Dame offensive tackle, Joe Alt,
yep,
being in this spot. There are also some that look at the tackle out of Alabama, J.C. Latham, being in this spot as well. We'll see, but a lot of people like a tackle for the Chargers right here. Obviously, their quarterback's in place. Although, you know, the reason Ayuk's name has come up here as well, the Chargers, like, they've still got some guys, but they dumped
and everybody,
both of their receivers.
And their running back.
Yeah. Austin Eckler gone, Keenan Allen gone, Mike Williams gone. So they've got a full complement of skill position players, weapons for Justin Herbert that they need to reboot.
Yes, and they can stick and pick, and they can take the big tackle out of Notre Dame, who's said to be the best offensive lineman on the board. I don't think they're going to do that. I think that they're going to trade with Minnesota. The Vikings come up and take the quarterback.
Take McCarthy.
The Chargers go back to, I think it's 12, and they'll wind up with Roma Dunze, the great wide receiver. I think that's the direction they're going to go.
We'll
find out here inside of 3 minutes.
Yeah, we're under 3 minutes. The Vikings are at 11. So it's
my
bad. It's the 11th. All good. 11th pick right there that they've got. And yeah, the Chargers have a lot of needs rebooting that entire offense, which is an interesting spot when they've got such a, at least perceived, established quarterback.
Right.
I know he hasn't achieved a whole lot, but he is right there as the highest paid player in the game, right alongside Joe Burrow. So, interesting spot for the Chargers. And yes, receiver is in need, though most are expecting them to do something different. If you want to look ahead a little bit, New York Giants are the ones that are flanking the Chargers at number 6. The Titans are sitting at number 7. The Falcons at 8. The Bears get to do this again at number 9. And Robert Saleh's Jets are at number 10. If you're just joining us, it has been rather chalky so far, with the three quarterbacks going off the top as expected. Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to Washington, Drake May to the New England Patriots, and Marvin Harrison Jr. going to the Arizona Cardinals and joining the 49ers division.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's exciting. And, you know, I'm feeling good about being 4-for-4, but this is definitely the inflection point, because I've got them making a trade. Joe Alt would make the most sense for Jim Harbaugh, because if you like your quarterback, and I think that they do, you want to protect him. Now, the ultimate stunning blockbuster would be if they took a quarterback and this was a part of a move to trade Justin Herbert. I saw some of those wild reports earlier today that Harbaugh trades Herbert.
No way in hell.
You trade Herbert.
That's why Harbaugh took that job.
Oh, he took the job because he won out of Michigan because he was tired of the NCAA tracking him down.
Right, but he could have gone to almost any NFL opening that was out there. So many wanted to talk to him. Why does he choose the Chargers? Herbert.
And quarterback. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm reporting on some of the stuff that was floating around earlier, and the pick is?
The pick is in.
The pick is officially in, so.
The pick is in, and there's some
nervous green
nervous
room.
Looking players in the green room. So we'll see where this one goes. I will tell you that, like Daniel Jeremiah, who's a friend of our show, I love Daniel, he's predicted a little bit of a surprise here in that Alt is supposed to be the first tackle off the board, but he thinks maybe Latham will go because Latham is a little bit more like ready to be a run blocker. And we remember what Harbaugh liked to do when he was here.
Yep.
And he, like Kyle Shanahan, does want to really establish the run game. I don't know exactly who they're going to have back there. They did pick up J.K. Dobbins,
exactly.
But Dobbins is coming off of all of these major injuries. I have a hard time believing they're just going to sort of hand him the rock as as a lead back. There's going to be multiple people carrying the ball out of there. But
pretty clear, though, that he wants to run that power scheme, though, because Eckler is much more of a finesse back, a guy who can catch it. J.K. Dobbins, a much bigger running back. So it stands to reason that Harbaugh would look for an anchor tackle, somebody who could be a road grader in the run game like Latham.
I'm going to go ahead and predict Joe Alt.
Okay.
You're calling a trade?
Yeah, that was my, in my mock that was released widely at about 4:50 earlier
seven
today.
7 minutes ago.
It's been a verbal mock. I'm giving it pick by pick. Roger's looking a little tired now.
Yeah, Roger's hair is already getting out of place. It's been a long night already. All right.
This is exciting.
Selection is in, and Roger Goodell is on his way to the podium.
Let the draft begin.
For the Los Angeles Chargers pick.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Joe Alt, tackle.
That's right. I know my NFL draft. I know my prospect.
Joe Alt, not in the green room.
He didn't go?
Well, they went right to video.
Oh,
they would have
right.
showed Big Joe with
you're
multiple
right.
hugs and a walk down that hallway.
Well,
but
they told all the linemen, you are not allowed to hug Roger Goodell. Only wide receivers and quarterbacks.
Gotcha.
And so
he's at an alternative venue.
Oh, my God.
It's getting late. The boy's running out of material.
Yeah.
I'll take it to it
Anyway, Joe Alt. Expected to be the top tackle off the board, and he is. And so Jim Harbaugh, you can't hate it. He starts with the big guys up front, and I think a lot of us 49er fans agree with the process right there. It's not sexy. It's not fun. It's not fantasy football.
Look at Big Joe with the family.
Yeah, Big Joe. Big Joe looks like he's about to go get some Italian food.
Bring it in. Nothing but sodas and family behind. Look at Joe.
And Dibs, you were talking about potentially trading Justin Herbert. Adam Schefter has tweeted in recent weeks, both the Patriots and Vikings reached out to the Chargers to see if they had any interest in trading Herbert. Per league sources, the answer was very quickly a flat no.
No. Okay. No.
A flat no.
Can you imagine? It just signed him to $55 million a year, and you just took the job because of him. I don't even know why that became a thing.
Well, because people called about it, and the Chargers have a lot of needs, and, your skill position guys are depleted, so maybe you pick up some picks and maybe some help, but, Harbaugh's going to be there for 5 years. We know that. He's a five-year guy.
He's got time. He's got absolute time. I'm not trading Justin Herbert and then grabbing Drake May and being like, all right, let's do this. I'm here. Come on, man. That's interesting to me that would even be a conversation. That's a total non-starter if I'm the Chargers.
So now we have the Giants on the clock.
Giants are on the clock.
If you're Daniel Jones, are you worried about what might take place over the next 5 minutes and change? Because he's not very good, and his contract is one that is going, it's expiring pretty soon. So
I tell you what I don't want. There's two things that I think are going to happen here, one or the other. And if I'm Daniel Jones, I clearly want one and not the other. I think what you're going to see the Giants do right here is either select a receiver. If for Daniel Jones, that's what you want him to do.
Yep.
If they trade down, now you're starting to think, okay, maybe they want to look at like a Michael Penix and they feel like they could get him later and start the process of replacing Daniel Jones. I think the Giants are definitely going to come out of this draft with a quarterback, but I don't think it's going to be at this particular pick.
Right. So maybe if you want a receiver, it's Rome Odunze at 6. I saw most of the mocks had him going a little bit later.
Yeah,
but
it could be neighbors. Could be neighbors out of LSU.
If you want a receiver, you have your pick of the lot at 6. And, if you want to go with neighbors, here would be the time. Or you can potentially trade back. If Minnesota is worried about not getting a quarterback, Because what, you've got Tennessee as a team that I don't know how sold they are on their guy?
Like, if you're Minnesota, where are you worried about somebody grabbing a QB? Tennessee at number 7 would maybe be the only one that would worry me, but I have a hard time feeling like Tennessee is going to use the number 7 overall pick on a quarterback when they're just starting to figure out if Levis is their guy or not. Atlanta's got Kirk Cousins.
The Jets have Aaron Rodgers.
And the Bears have a guy by the name of Caleb Williams.
Right.
So, I listen, this is a real big game of chicken. If you're Minnesota and you do indeed like J.J. McCarthy, which I'm not 100% sure that they do.
Right.
I'm not totally sold that they do. But if they do, I think I'd roll the dice and just stay right where I am and see if I can get him at number 11.
Probably, because this is, like you said, this is really the last stop that you have to worry about because of Levis and Williams and Aaron Rodgers. I don't think the Jets would use this pick to draft his successor when they have so many other needs. So assuming that the Giants stick and pick, who are they going with? Do you think it's Neighbors?
I'll say Neighbors. And the pick is in maybe a couple minutes before Goodell gets up to the podium. This will probably be the last pick that you and I get to do. And so we want to remind everybody again that it's draft day and we've got you covered across the board right when we're done. Okay? Grandy and Evan and Sterling will take it through the rest of the evening. But here comes Goodell and the pick.
With the 6th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Malik Neighbors.
Stay hot, Mark. Stay
hot. Wide receiver, LSU.
Yeah, there he is. Malik Neighbors, wide receiver. And so if you're Daniel Jones, you're loving this because the New York Giants, this is officially, not that it was unofficial by any stretch, this is their way of wiggling free of what they tried to do a couple of years ago by bringing in Kenny Golladay on a disastrous free agent contract that they've never really been able to wiggle out of. And then you think of the other things that have happened at wide receiver there where they're, you know, that like Kadarius Toney was there. We were going to do that. It feels like who's the number one receiver for the Giants has been this rotating attempted door
since OBJ
for the last 3 years, at least, if not more. And here we go again. This is the next guy that they're going to give a shot to, and he's a rookie, so it's going to take a minute to figure it out. But obviously, use the 6th pick on him. That's what you're planning for his future.
Yeah, 2nd last year in the FBS in total yards behind Rome Odunze, so it was really going to be one or the other if they went wide receiver, and so they go with Malik Neighbors. And, you know, the Giants in a little bit of a unique spot where they're not rebuilding, but you know, they're a team that still has a lot of developing and improving to do, yet the head coach is probably feeling the heat. So they've got to do everything they can over the next 3 days to get better and get competitive in a very good division, the NFC East.
Fun day, no doubt. We're going to hand it off to the guys here shortly. But before we get out of here, one more time, your prediction on how tonight goes for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, so far it's gone according to plan for the first 6 picks, and we're running out of spots. Oh, the spots are still there for the Niners to make the trade.
Yeah, nothing was going to happen in the first 6 picks.
I'll make the bold prediction and stay by it and say they will trade Brandon Ayuk. They will use the 31st pick. They'll trade Ayuk. They'll move up into the teens and get a player that they really want.
I will predict that tonight the San Francisco 49ers will not make a selection.
Sorry, Grandy.
That is that.
Enjoy the show.
I know. They're like, we're breaking it down till 10 o'clock. The Niners have got more second-round picks.
Right.
But I do think that that's the way this is going to go. I think I'm hearing some things that would suggest that a Brandon Ayuk trade is becoming less and less likely by the minute. Doesn't mean it's off the board because it's not. And conversations, I'm sure, are ongoing, the war room active. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, any of it could happen, but I will predict that the 49ers trade out of the first round toward the end of this evening and then have that much more to deal with coming up tomorrow.
You want to do it again tomorrow?
I was just going to ask you that.
Well, you always ask, and I never get to know. You might not actually ever want to do it tomorrow.
But I do.
That's awesome.
Let's do it again tomorrow. Okay. Stay right where you are. Grandy, Evan, and Sterling reacting to everything with Draft Night on 95.7 The Game. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.